Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day and welcome to the program. My name is Pastor T.L. Emmanuel, and we're still talking about the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of Christ. And today's topic is fruit bearing. We'll be talking about bearing fruit. Our lead scripture is Luke chapter 13 from verse 6 to 9, and it reads, "And he told this parable," this is now the Lord Jesus Christ, "a man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, 'Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and I find none.' Then he says, 'Cut it down, cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?' He says, and he answered him, 'Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down.'" You can cut it down. So the Lord Jesus Christ is always looking for fruit. He's always looking for fruit. And by fruit, we mean that fruit in keeping with repentance. So the Lord Jesus Christ is not satisfied with the fact that we're just going to church, we're just praying, we're just living our lives as Christians. He's looking for fruit. He wants us to bear fruit, good fruit. Matthew 3 from verse 1 to 10 says, "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, 'Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.' For this is he that was spoken of by prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.' And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, 'O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come?'" Who has warned you from the wrath to come? Then he says, "Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." Fruit in keeping with repentance. So the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about fruit in keeping with repentance. So a lot of Christians have never ever repented of their sin. And that thing is evidenced in their lives. So we see that in a lot of Christians' lives, a lot of people go to church, yes, on Sunday morning, but the previous night they'd gone to the club, they'd gone drinking and smoking and fornicating. But the Lord is looking for fruit in keeping with repentance. There must be repentance first in our lives, and thereafter we must bear fruit in keeping with that same repentance. So when the Lord says, "I'm looking for fruit," he's talking about fruit in keeping with repentance. So a lot of people don't show that fruit, and that is an affront to the Lord. It's offensive to him. So a lot of Christians need to repent of their sin, yes, but afterwards they must bear fruit in keeping with repentance. Glory be to God. Amen. And then John the Baptist carries on. He says, "And think not to say within yourself, 'We have Abraham to our father.' For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees." He says, "Therefore every tree which brings not forth good fruit is hewn down, cut down, and cast into the fire." So every Christian, he means, who does not bear good fruit is therefore hewn down and cast into the fire. So many people do not believe this, and many people need to believe this. They need to hear this and start living accordingly. It's very true, because ultimately the Lord Jesus Christ will return and he's going to look for fruit. If he doesn't find any fruit, like he said in this parable, he's going to then cut down those trees. These trees must be hewn down and be cast into the fire, he says. Amen. Matthew 7:16-23 says, "By the fruit," he says, "you shall recognize them." By the fruit you shall recognize them. Then he says, "Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit." So you can't say, "I'm a good person," but then your deeds are evil. No good person does evil. So he says, "By the fruit you shall know them." We know you're a good tree when we see your fruit. So he says, "Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. It's impossible. Glory to God. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. There he's saying it again. Amen. The Lord is saying this, he's repeating this over and over again in his teaching. He says, thus by the fruit you will recognize them. So everybody can be recognized by the fruit. We know the type of person you are, the type of Christian you are, by the fruit that you bear. If you bear good fruit, it means you're good. If you bear evil fruit, it means you're evil. There's no two ways about it. Then he says in verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father who's in heaven. So this thing is about doing. It's about the fruit that you bear. So if your fruit is evil, the Lord says that you're evil. If your fruit is good, then the Lord says that you are good. Glory to God. Then he says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Amen. So that is going to be very horrible news for many people on the day of judgment. They would have, yes, lived their lives believing that they're Christians, going to church occasionally, praying occasionally, doing something good occasionally, but by and large, they would have lived their lives for themselves. But the Lord says that now on that day, they'll come to him and then they will say to him, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? So anybody who prophesies in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is a Christian, is a Christian. So he says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And he says, in your name, drive out demons, and in your name, perform many miracles. These are Christians. These are Christians. And then the Lord says, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. I never knew you. Those are very hard and harsh words from the Lord. And here he's prophesying. So in reality, this is going to happen. This day is coming. And he says, away from me, you evildoers. So that Christians who do evil. And the Lord says that now, when you do evil, it means you are evil. Because a good tree cannot bear evil fruit. Glory to God. A good tree only bears good fruit. So the Lord says that we will know you by your fruit. What is your fruit? What fruit are you bearing? Are you bearing good fruit or are you bearing evil fruit? Amen. In John 15, from verse 1 to 6, it says, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. This is not the Lord Jesus Christ again. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me, and also I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So when we say we're going to bear good fruit, we're not bearing fruit in our own strength. It doesn't work like that. It's the Lord himself who lives inside us. It's the Lord himself by his spirit who gives us the ability to bear good fruit. We bear good fruit because somebody good lives inside us. So he says, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It's impossible. It must remain in the vine. He says, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. We must now remain in the Lord, and only then can we bear good fruit. Then he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. And he says, apart from me, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. We can't bear good fruit. So we need the Lord Jesus Christ to help us bear good fruit. Glory be to God. So we bear good fruit by the power of his spirit. And he says, if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and he says, they're burned. So once again, the Lord is giving us a warning here. Amen. So this is the foundation that many Christians need in their lives, but they don't have. Many Christians don't have the correct foundation. So a lot of Christians go to church, they hear a message on prosperity, and they believe that message. And indeed, God does prosper people. I'm not saying that God does not prosper people. He does do it. He does it regularly. However, it's very necessary that before we hear all these other messages, that we be founded on truth. We be founded on certain foundational truths. And a lot of Christians lack them. They then walk away believing that, you know, all that God does is prosper people. And then They live their lives in rebellion to God. And then they wonder why these things, these principles don't work for them. Glory to God. But also on the day of judgment, these things will not help them. Amen. Because now they're not walking in accordance to truth. So the Lord says that now we need to bear fruit. We must bear good fruit. So a good Christian, in fact, a Christian is one who bears good fruit. Amen. Because a Christian is a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. So the understanding that now we can just live our lives as Christians and live our lives in accordance to our own rules and regulations, live our lives in accordance to our own cultures, live our lives in accordance to that which is in rebellion to God, it's not scriptural. It's not what the Lord is saying. Glory to God. So the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to live our lives for Him. He wants us to live our lives in obedience to His commandments. So many Christians are not doing that. It's something that they need to hear about. It's something they need to be told about, that they need to now repent of their sin and afterwards begin to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. So it's very necessary for a Christian to walk in accordance with what the Lord has prescribed in His truth. Amen. So the doctrine of Christ is very clear on these things. And this is what many people do not do. And this is not something that we're inventing today. This is what Christianity has always been. Being a Christian means living in accordance to the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. And many Christians have to be taught these truths. Because now, by and large, the world is surprised. By and large, the world knows that a good Christian is someone who lives a particular way. When they see Christians in the club, when they see Christians in the whorehouse, when they see Christians doing things that are not in accordance to Christianity that they read about in the scriptures, they frown and they call us fake. They call us fake. And they're right. They're right. They're right. So for the longest time, many Christians have now, accused the world of being judgmental or telling the world that the Lord understands that it's okay to be imperfect. God knows that we're not perfect people. We're not saying that God does not know that. What we're saying is He's given to us His Spirit. He's given to us His power, His ability for us to obey Him. Therefore, as believers, we can do the right thing. Glory to God. It's called righteousness. It's called righteousness. Amen. And the Lord has given to us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to lead holy lives. Amen. So many say they have the Holy Spirit. However, their lives are not holy at all. Glory to God. And that is not the true Holy Spirit. So the Lord says, by the fruit, you will know them. By the fruit, you will recognize them. Glory be to God. So therefore, we need Christians who walk in accordance with the dictates, the precepts, the ordinances, the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. People then who lead righteous lives. Glory be to God. So He says, therefore, we must bring forth fruit in keeping with repentance. Glory to God. So our fruit must show. Our fruit must show. And this is the thing that the Lord is after. But what we're seeing currently is not in accordance with what the Lord Jesus Christ has said. Amen. So by and large, many people are not living this way. But I want to encourage you today that as a believer, you can live for God. You can live the way God wants you to live. Because now He says, I'm the vine and you are the branches. You are therefore connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. However, if you disconnect yourself from Him, you will cease to bear good fruit. If you remain in Him, you will bear good fruit. Glory be to God. So it's nothing that you try to do. It's nothing that you do in your own effort. But it's everything that we do by the power of the Spirit. Glory be to God. So Christians must bear good fruit. And that's the thing that the Lord is after. Glory be to God. So what we're seeing around the world, and by and large, is caused by the gospel that people are hearing, which we believe is not gospel at all. Because the true gospel leads men to repentance. The true gospel demands that afterwards they bear fruit in keeping with repentance. That is how the Bible is written. That is the gospel the Lord Jesus Christ Himself preached. That is what the apostles preached. Glory to God. And as a result, this is now a requirement from God. Hallelujah. And I hope that message has blessed you. I hope that you've learned something from it. Until next time, God bless you.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Sounds of Life.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.